Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, appreciate you guys being here very, very much. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. I knew today was going to be a letdown after yesterday's show. I just knew it. I knew it yesterday. I knew it when I woke up this morning.
Yesterday's show was good.
Going to be tough to top yesterday's show. You know, that's always the goal every day, to top what you did yesterday. It makes it difficult, certainly. But, yeah, I felt it when I woke up this morning. I went, that's going to be tough. And none of that really, other than Ben Boras yesterday, which is Ben mocking Scott Boras and his puns, none of that was really planned. You couldn't have planned it. It just kind of happened spontaneously.
You know, we're going to need you to stay
just
out.
Just get hammered.
Get
yeah.
drunk. Be unable to fall asleep, and then call us completely hungover at 8:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
Can't plan that.
You cannot plan it, you know? The stuff at the end of the show yesterday as well. I mean, just if you want to listen to a good show, go back and listen to yesterday's show now. Just start that now, and you know, you can listen to it on double speed, and you can be done by 10 when we're done with this absolute turd.
I will say, I am looking forward to today's game of Real or Fake in a few minutes. I think it's both entertaining and educational during the holiday season.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You don't get to see that. You're the phone-a-friend for our contestants.
Yes.
But I think you'll enjoy it.
I hope so. I enjoyed last week.
I know.
Very
much. I think you'll like this one as well.
Yeah. So, anyway, yesterday's show, great. Today, D plus right now. With 2 hours left, you could still save the show.
You had your whole corn tub opening.
Yeah, but you didn't really
You
didn't really participate. So when it's just me leading a corn tub charge, it's not great. And I was underprepared for it.
And I was willing to take direction, but you didn't really have a lot of direction to give me there.
I didn't.
And I didn't know where to go with it.
I get it.
You're right. It wasn't our best.
No, it sucked.
Yeah.
It was a major disappointment. I'm very disappointed in us. Very disappointed. Starts with me. I'll wear it. Because I didn't do the proper research on it last night. I thought I had it clocked, and I didn't. So, you know, it just happens.
Well, there's still 2 hours left.
Yeah, you never
you
know
can
what can
salvage.
Happen.
It could end up being the best show that we've ever
it's true.
Done.
It's true. You know, it's not how you start. It's how you finish, you know?
Totally.
Speaking of corn tub. I do tell my children that a lot that play sports. Like, oh, you struck out your first at bat. You still have like 5 innings, bro. You'll be all right. Not how you start. It's how you finish. Works every time. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So we could absolutely knock it out of the park in the next 2 hours. I don't think we will, but I'm gonna hope that it happens.
At the very least, I am intrigued, and I don't want to give too much away because I can't. I don't know the details. But at the end of our program, I'm dying to find out what happened with our co-host.
Something.
Our colleagues,
yeah.
Braden Soprenet and Italian Paul, Frank Marchese.
I don't want to steal their story.
Well, I don't have a story to steal. All I know is that they were leaving their show yesterday for Baltimore.
Yes.
To go to the Army-Navy game. And somehow. And you're going to have to wait for 10 o'clock to get this story. Because I don't know how it ended up. Somehow, they both went to the airport together, got on a plane together. And somehow, Frank is in Baltimore, and Braden is on his way back to San Diego right now.
Like, almost
how
here.
How did that happen? They got on a plane together. Only one of them made it. And I am dying to know how this happened.
And the details that I got were very few and far between.
Almost sketchy.
Make any sense whatsoever.
So Frank is in Baltimore this morning.
Frank got to Baltimore. Somehow Braden didn't. And I'm dying.
Frank rolls over in the Hampton Inn, checks his phone, texts Braden. He's like, hey, you want to grab some breakfast?
So Braden is currently in the air, is supposed to be landing within the hour, and we're told we'll make it
back here
for his show today at 10 a.m.
And then, if I understand correctly,
Frank's just walking around Baltimore. Hello,
crab case here. You go. Oh, okay. If I understand correctly, Braden's also going to do his show and then go back out to Baltimore today.
I don't know. Like, Gator probably, he got on the no-fly desk. No, he flew. He got on the plane with Frank.
They went to their connecting city. I don't know that he missed it either.
I don't know.
I don't think he was like...
They both got to their connecting city.
Yes.
And then only one of them got to Baltimore. And one of them had to stay the night and fly out this morning.
Here. He gets off the plane. He's looking around at baggage claim. He's like... Dude, where are you? What the hell just happened? I mean, look,
I don't know that Frank knew that Braden wasn't on the plane with him.
I don't know any of this.
I have no idea.
I need to know every detail. Of course we don't. We'll hear about it. And again, this is their story to tell. But when Paulie was sharing with me because I
woke up to a flurry of overnight text messages and emails. I'm like, what the hell happened? It's 4 a.m. I'm like... wiping the sleep out of my eyes.
You're like, what?
What?
Well, because there was a chance we might have to stay on an extra 10 minutes or replay something. And I can't believe this happened. This definitely sounds like something that would happen to me.
I'll find out.
All right.
He's texting. I don't know if I can say on the air or whatnot.
Well, we'll just let them explain when they get here.
Whatever
o'clock,
it
I
is,
guess.
It's
I don't know.
It's fantastic.
They're not going to be able to hide the fact that Braden is
here there.
And Frank is in Baltimore.
Yeah, you can get away with that for so long, but after a while, people are like, where is Frank right now? Is that Baltimore? It's fantastic. And again, we don't know the details.
I've been told Braden is not going to be making it to Baltimore.
Okay. At all.
So it's just coming back.
Frank will be hosting in Baltimore. He's got to do this thing by himself in Baltimore.
All right. It's your big chance here, Frank. You are the man.
Yeah, Braden's fine. He's fine. He's on a plane right now coming here. You will be live on 97.3 The Fan today. Didn't come back for an emergency or anything like that.
I'm assuming Adam, them, whoever booked that trip, booked the two of them together, right? Like, they're the two itineraries.
From what I understand, they left together and got on a plane
together.
Is there
any situation in which an airline would take one of out of a party of two?
Because there was a delay. There was a delay to their connection to Baltimore. I think maybe what happened is they're like, we got him on, we didn't get him on.
Like in the bathroom or something?
They didn't communicate or whatever. So I don't know. It's so good. It's so good. I almost wish it would happen to us because we could do an hour on it easily. The worst thing that ever happened to us on a show trip was the time we went to, it was spring training, wasn't it? It was spring training.
Yeah.
And we showed up at the Airbnb.
Our first year here. No. Sorry, I thought you were talking about
the doo-doo curtains. That was Adam.
That's a bad hotel. Everyone stayed at a bad hotel before.
Adam booked us into it was very cheap. Very far away. Very far away.
Like 40 minutes.
40-minute drive in the morning. And to save $70,
we flew. We had all this checked radio equipment.
It was
connected
to get a rental car
to a Waffle House and a Napa auto parts store right next door. I don't even think it had a brand name. I think it was just called Motel. And we went inside, and it was like a meth den. And I had feces on my curtains. The radiator was like,
TVs didn't work.
I opened up my window to a garbage can. Like, it was horrific.
Yeah, I was, first level, because there's only two levels, I think. I opened my windows, and it was just like this big fan or like a ventilator. Yes. You know, big, like the giant
HVAC.
You know, in this little wooden fence encaptured little spot.
Some lady sitting, leaning against it, smoking a Newport.
And I'm like, oh, man, Scottsdale. I was looking right at the
dumpster. Yeah, definitely right at the dumpster.
So that happened, but that was user error on Adam's part. The other, when we booked our own Airbnb, we went out to Arizona once and walked in. You know, we did the show, drove out, walked in, had some groceries and things like that. Walked into the place, and I'm like, why are my sheets and towels in a pile in front of my bed?
Everything was
I'm looking around. I'm like, oh my God, they didn't clean. The cleaning crew didn't come through. And this is at like 6 o'clock at night. So we get the guy on the phone. He's like, I guess they forgot. Let me send him out. I'm like, how long is this going to take? He goes,
I'm going to be there like by nine.
He's like, they're a couple hours away. Get them there by nine. They'll be done by midnight. I'm like, buddy, we got to get up at 4 a.m. for a show. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. So we call Adam. We have go book a room at the Hampton Inn. And that was like the extent of our travel issues. Nothing major, knock on wood, has ever happened. But I mean, I can't imagine.
Adam got the Airbnb host to pay for all of our Hampton Inn.
He actually made money on this deal.
That was impressive. That was one of Adam's most impressive moments, I think, as brand manager at 97.3 The Fan.
I think he got all the points on his credit card, all the miles, and made money.
Adam, we're like, hey, we don't have a place to sleep tonight. We're figuring it out, you know. And reimburse us later.
Right.
Kind of a thing. And he's like, can you get me in touch with the guy? I'm like, I don't know. It's Airbnb. Like, here's the info.
About 2 hours later, he's like, it's all taken care of.
You're good to go.
That was out of it at his best. He absolutely knocked it out of the park. But nothing like this. We've never been separated.
I know we're lucky because we're in San Diego. Winter travel can be a mess around the country. I remember one year. I was in Cincinnati covering a Chargers playoff game, and we could not get back to San Diego. We were able to get a flight, I believe, to Philadelphia, going the exact wrong direction, just for the chance to get on a flight then back to San Diego. It did work out. It was a very long day, but, you know, winter travel is no joke.
Poor Frank, you know, lost Edwin Diaz, Brandon Nimmo, and yesterday Pete Alonso.
Well, he's reunited with Pete Alonso now in Baltimore.
Maybe they're just grabbing breakfast.
He loves him so much that he flew to Baltimore to make an impassioned statement to please back out of this contract and
Frank
re-sign with
the Mets. Frank's just be holding a sign like,
sorry,
say it ain't
Pete.
So.
Yeah, say it ain't so, Pete.
Going to do the in your eyes, say anything boombox to Pete Alonso.
Please, please, please. So he's had a rough 24 hours. I can't wait to hear this story. I think this is fantastic.
All right, that's the best tease we've ever done for Braden's show coming up at 10 o'clock. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll play our game of Real or Fake, a little holiday fun, and a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. If you'd like to be our contestant, call now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Play our game coming up next year with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, and San Diego wanted to let you know they've got incredible deals waiting for you right now down at Sedano, Ford, and Lincoln in La Mesa. Donald Ford and Lincoln, your proud local veteran-owned dealer. They thank you for choosing them over every other Ford store in town. They've got gifts so nice, they wrap them twice. This December, upgrade with these pretty incredible monthly payments right now. You can own the legendary Bronco Big Ben, just $429 a month, ready for any adventure with iconic styling and capability. One of the best cars on the road, period. Get the future of trucking, the all-electric F-150 Lightning XLT, available for just $399 a month. Instant torque, massive mega power in that thing. The tough F-150 STX 4x4 ready to go at $449 a month. Muscle four-wheel drive performance that you need today. Don't miss out on all the best prices of the season. Get to the dealership now. Don't forget to tell them when you walk in that Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you. You can also hurry to Sedano Ford in Lincoln and check out SedanoFord.com for all the details. Again, as much as Ben and Paul don't like it, get somebody that knew Bronco Big Ben and put a big red ribbon on it and just leave it out in front of the house. I'm telling you, no one's going to be mad at that. All right, check out SedanoFord.com for all details now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I forgot to bring it up yesterday, but before we play Real or Fake, just wanted to mention, did you notice SDFC made some big announcements earlier this week, including the re-signing of Amal Pellegrino
to a
contract for next season. And most of the roster going to be back for 2026.
Luca De La Torre.
One of the exceptions, but it sounds like they're starting, that Tyler Heaps is starting at a really good place for next year. He's got guys who know the system, guys he likes, experienced with SDFC and the Right to Dream way, and he still has some flexibility now to go out and augment with some other pieces, even if he wanted to add another designated player. They have that third slot if they want to go out and sign someone. He kind of said, certainly willing to look at it. We're not just going to spend the money to spend the money, but if we feel like the right player is available and Sir Mansoor has wants to spend the money on it, we will be unafraid to make another move. And they did get their draw. They will face Pumas from the Liga MX in the first round of the CONCACAF Champions Cup starting next month in a home-and-home series in the first round.
Very
tough,
nice.
Tough draw, it looks like. I saw Darren. We can ask him about it tomorrow, so I'm tweeting. Yeah, they are
right,
right into the fire.
Yeah, I saw that too.
For their first-ever CONCACAF Champions Cup tournament starting next month. But they report less than a month from now. January 9th is the report date for Season 2 of SDFC.
I like that word. I like how you say CONCACAF.
CONCACAF.
CONCACAF. Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't, but if you're a soccer person, you've heard it enough.
Oh, yeah.
It just,
CONCACAF.
It's the Confederation of Caribbean American something.
You forgot
something.
The N.
I think it's the...
All right, we can figure it out another time.
All right, why don't we play a little Real or Fake while we figure out what CONCACAF stands for.
some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake brought to you by Bail Arms, Security and Fire Alarms. For every business, we got you. And we've got Jocelyn. Are you there?
Hello, my beloved.
Hello.
Hello, Jocelyn. Glad you got in today. You got a chance to qualify for New Kids on the Block. Are you a New Kids on the Block fan?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Yes, I love my boy bands. Yeah, how do you know?
Thanks. I had a suspicion. All right, well, all you have to do is get 4 out of 7 right. You will qualify for our monthly grand prize drawing, 2 tickets to New Kids on the Block in Las Vegas on June 26th, a 2-night stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Calling all blockheads, New Kids on the Block just announced 2026 dates for their Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live. Don't miss all your favorite hits. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right, real or fake, here's what we've got for you today, Jocelyn. It is all about Christmas traditions around the world. I will describe a country's unusual holiday season tradition. You just have to tell me if it's real or fake. And you get to phone a friend over here for Woods because he doesn't know.
Interestingly enough, both of my kids, you know, they do some of this stuff in school.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor came home yesterday with like 10 facts of other countries and what
really?
They do. So I may
you
know
out
this.
A little bit. All right, Jocelyn, are you ready to play?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
All right, in round one, in Japan, many people celebrate on December 25th with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Real or fake, Jocelyn?
Okay. I lived in Japan. They did love their KFC, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go real with that.
Yeah, it's true.
Very good.
Yep.
You knew that one.
Yeah, I knew
you learned,
that too.
You learned that one. Yep. All right. Yeah, that is correct.
Yes.
Obviously, not a huge holiday there. It is not a majority Christian country, but people do like to celebrate, and that's what they generally do. KFC.
You could do a lot worse than KFC on Christmas, to be honest. Now I kind of want it.
All right, round number two, Jocelyn.
KFC has a little foot on it still, on their drumstick.
I'm nice.
That's
absolutely repugnant.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of scary, but okay. We have different strokes for different folks. All right, round two. In Iceland, Jocelyn, children leave out their shoes for the 13 nights before Christmas. If they've been good, a mountain troll brings them a present. If not, they get a potato. Real or fake?
God, I feel like that was a lot of details, and you just can't make that up. So I think that's real.
Yeah, it's real.
It is real. Yes. Woods is good at this game, too. You're both good at this game. That's 2 for 2. Very good. It has some sort of Icelandic name, I believe. Yule something, or I don't even know. All right, you're two for two. Let's see if we can go for 3 for 3. Jocelyn, in the Czech Republic, single women toss shoes over their shoulder on Christmas. If it lands with the toe pointing the door, they'll get married next year. If not, they're out of luck. Real or fake, Jocelyn?
yeah, that sounds like a lot of details, too. I'm going to go real.
It's either real or fake, Jocelyn.
Really 50-50. Take a shot.
I'm a big blockhead. I'm gonna go fake.
Fake.
That one's real too. I don't know why, but it seems more like a Valentine's Day thing, but no, that one's real. That's all right. We've got plenty of time left. We got round number 4. In Wales, neighbors walk door to door carrying a horse's skull, engaging in impromptu rap battles. Real or fake?
What? In the world.
What?
Impromptu rap battles?
Yes.
That's fake.
Yeah, fake.
It's real.
Shut up. There's no way.
Yeah, no, it's no real. Way. It is real. You knock on the door, you're holding the horse's head, skull, and then at the door, you do like a back and forth, like song challenge, kind of like a rap battle with your neighbors as you're going around. I don't know. It sounds weird. All right, now it's 2-2. Let's get it going here. Here we go. In Korea, the lantern fox walks through villages carrying a glowing paper lantern in its mouth and leaves gifts on the doorstep for children who are actually encouraged to stay awake as late as they can to see if they can spot the lights. Real or fake, Jocelyn?
And, I'm going to reel with this.
What? Is that a reel? I heard a reel. Reel?
Yes.
Oh, it's fake.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. No. I want Jocelyn to win. Okay. You got to get these last two right now. We were so good. Now we got three in a row the wrong way. All right, here we go. Round number six. In Oaxaca, Mexico, they celebrate the Night of the Radishes on December 23rd, where the root vegetable is carved into intricate figurines that are put on display with contests held for the best radish carvings.
Radish.
Real or fake?
It sounds real.
Real.
It is real. Yes. Night of the Radishes is real in Mexico. All right. As usual, it comes down to round seven.
Every week.
All right. For the win, Jocelyn. In Germany, St. Nick's devil-like counterpart Krampus has one task, to punish bad children before the feast of St. Nicholas. Picture a frightening half-goat demon figure often seen with fur and horns, and instead of carrying a bag full of toys, he has a basket or sack for abducting especially naughty children and hauling them back to hell. Real or fake, Jocelyn?
Real.
Woods wants you to phone a friend.
That sounds like something German. Okay, no, I won't say that. That's going to be real.
German's taking shrapnel today.
And it is real. Krampus is a real thing. And congratulations, Jocelyn.
Right.
You have won, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing. New Kids on the Block. I hope Jocelyn wins after all that.
There's only two qualifiers, right?
There's three now.
Three now?
Yeah, you lost once in both the real or fake qualifiers.
That's right.
I've seen a lot of Krampus month. On my Instagram feed because...
It's horrible.
I think I said this on the air. A couple of weeks ago, I thought I was like on mushrooms or something. I went on my Instagram and in the notifications it says Paul Reindl followed you.
Yes.
I was like, what the hell? We forgot to mention this. So I clicked on it and it's this little kid in like Germany and he's really into like Krampus and heavy German metal and all of his videos are like Krampuses like marching down some street
it's terrifying.
Torches and heavy metal. And
I think Paul Reindl.
I followed him back.
Right.
He's my favorite account.
We were always afraid that we were going to get coal in our stocking.
Right.
In Germany, if you're bad,
I'll take you to hell.
You're going to be abducted and hauled back to hell.
Believe you me when I tell you I'm really considering bringing Krampus to the Woods household. Like in perpetuity.
Elf on the Shelf's not good enough.
No. I'd like to talk about Elf on the Shelf next.
Yes.
I would.
I've heard. I don't.
I should maybe wait until later.
I've heard parents are like at their wits' end. I've seen stories, parents are like, I'm not doing this anymore.
It's not the parents, Pauly. It's the different elves that do different things, like so creative with little doo-doo chocolate chips behind it.
I meant the parents are upset with the messes.
Some homes just put it up higher on the tree or on the shelf or from the door jamb. Other parents have broken eggs and yolks spilling out over the counter when the kids walk out. Not everybody has that artistic elf.
Everyone doubted me, but in Wales, it's called Mari Lyd, Lwyd. It's a festive custom in which a decorated horse skull on a pole carried by someone hidden under a sheet goes house to house, challenging residents to a rhyming battle to gain entry for food, drink, and merriment.
So if your rap sucks, they don't let you in.
You don't get in for the food and the drink. You got to be good enough at rapping.
You show up with his horse head. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. I don't know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Please try to find a Welsh battle or Welsh
a
rap.
A video of this. I want to see Mari Lyd. In person at some point.
Fantastic, man. Yeah, I've seen video of Krampus parades before. It's like the scariest thing you've ever seen. People got all up in arms about the Gojira at the Olympics a few years ago. That looked like Sesame Street compared to these Krampus parades that they're doing.
Okay, Welsh Friar can tell us about perhaps Mari Lyd.
Hold on, someone.
They're like knocking on the door. They got a horse skull.
This might be scarier than Krampus, actually.
It's got like little lights coming out of the head, the eyeballs.
When you're on your deathbed, and if that's what you hear, you're going to hell.
They're at this person's door, and nobody's returning.
I wouldn't either.
Nobody's answering.
Wait, so they're opening the door.
All right.
They're opening.
doesn't sound like rapping to me.
I don't know. It's a rhyming battle. It's kind of like a rap battle.
So bad.
That's a real thing. I thought, I was like, man, he really searched the recesses of his soul to come up with that one.
All right, so we'll take a timeout. I know Paulie's been trying to get Frank on the line from Baltimore. I don't know if he's had any success or not, if we're going to get an update on exactly what's happening. But we will have Derek Togerson joining us in a little while to talk about the Seals and his debut as Woods' replacement, as Seals PA announcer, a Roundel report, and a Biggest Fan contest announcement, all coming up here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
You know what would be a nice holiday tradition? Why don't you just go down to 7 Mile Casino, have a really nice meal at Sammy's, and then go play some cards with people you like? No horse heads.
No rapping.
No scary demon monsters.
Krampus dragging you to hell. No, just a good time playing California-style blackjack. Playing Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, and Baccarat. Just a really cool spot. Great patio. Today's a beautiful day. Sit on the patio, have some lunch, play some California-style blackjack. Can't really beat it.
7 Ma also wants to cater to card players, high-limit card players. If you like to play, upper limit, no limit Texas Hold'em. They got great tables, great dealers going 24/7. You're going to really enjoy the atmosphere. If you like California-style blackjack, same thing. It's just a really good place to play cards, and you don't have to drive all the way out into the East County. Even when the weather's nice, it's a long drive. When it's not, you definitely just want to stick on the 5 freeway. You get off E. You're already on Bay Boulevard. Stay there. You'll be pulling into 7 Mile Casino within a quarter of a mile, parking and walking right in. Check it out today, this weekend, whenever. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Got our biggest fan announcement coming up at 9 o'clock. You can always still get your name in at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan for the chance to win the night at the Odyssey Suite for a Padres game coming up this next season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Are we going to go out to Baltimore here, Paulie?
We are good anytime.
We're good to go? All right, let's go out because we're curious, and we're just going to let him tease a little bit of the story. Joining us right now, our midday producer, our friend, Italian Paul, Frank Marchese, who did make it to Baltimore yesterday after the show. That was the plan. He and Braden flying out to Baltimore for the Army-Navy game. Somehow, they both got on the plane, but only Frank made it to Baltimore. Hello, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, when you say it like that, it makes it sound like he jumped off.
It does, doesn't it? It's not what happened, though.
No, there was issues with connections. The plane from Salt Lake City to here that was going to take us to Salt Lake City had issues and was ridiculously late. Delta had a miscommunication with Braden, and now I'm here and he's there.
And you didn't know? Did you know when you got on the plane to fly to Baltimore that he would not be on that plane?
No. No, I did not.
So you got off the plane.
And looking for...
baggage claim. When did you realize, Braden's
he's not
here?
I'm here by myself in Baltimore.
I texted him when I got on the plane. Because, we were flying... we were taking the same flight. We were taking the same connections. And
you left out of San Diego together, yes?
Yes, we left out of San Diego on the same plane to Salt Lake City.
I still don't get it.
And trust me, I don't understand how this happened.
Because here's
either.
The thing. I would have been walking through the airport, I don't know, with Ben. Ben and I would have been right. Lockstep walking through the airport, and he would go, I got a seat, and you didn't. I'd be like, okay, well, now I know, whatever.
So this is a warning when you are flying with friends and one of the friends decides to take the upgrade and the other one doesn't. So Braden is in first class. I'm in 27C, so we could not be farther apart on the plane. I get off the plane, look for him, and I couldn't find him.
Frank, what happened? Just
off I went. Like I said, I'm trying not to spoil too much of the story.
I know. This sucks because
I'll change the subject. We'll all be listening at 10 o'clock to get both your and Braden's sides of this story.
I'm riveted.
This is going to sound mean.
Riveted.
But if you run into Pete Alonso yet in Baltimore.
Bro, really? Come on.
Sorry.
What? You know, just for the record, when we flew back from Philly, Ben and I let Paul have the first class upgrade.
We did.
We're just saying.
I'm not saying... No. Anyone who listened to the show yesterday knows that Braden did offer to upgrade me to first class.
That's
I told
nice.
Him no.
All right.
So he did offer. I declined the offer.
It's a dumb move on your part. Sitting first class is great.
I understand that. But
there's no nobility in poverty, Frank, okay? There's really not. If somebody here's a little word of the wise, 15 years in this business. Somebody offers you first class, you say, yep, sounds good to me,
well, no,
and that's
it's
it.
Not, but it wasn't us that offered it. Braden offered it from his Delta miles. So that was him.
Good. Again. Again. If Paulie goes, I got extra Delta miles. You want to upgrade? Yes.
If you're waiting for Adam to offer it,
it's not out
your breath.
No, I was not.
But Adam's like, this is the first time I've heard about upgrades. Now we know why Braden had to come back.
Yeah, that's so incredible. Take the upgrade.
If he would have sat in steerage like the rest of us, we would have been fine. We'd both be here right now. But no,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a story. I haven't heard his side of the story yet. I've heard bits and pieces of it. My side of the story is hectic and filled with me running, which is not something I do often. So, yeah, it's...
And now you're lonely in Baltimore by yourself.
I am... I've got the USS Constellation right next to me.
Yeah.
I've got... There's a retired, more modern submarine here. I'm sitting in the Inner Harbor. It's a very nice, very cool day.
Yeah, for sure.
In Baltimore, and I'm enjoying life.
All right. Okay, good. Right. Well, maybe it's better. Maybe it's like, hey, now I get to do this by myself.
I wouldn't say that. I wish Braden were here. I said that to him.
So are you, can you tell us, him, are you staying out there then? This whole, you're staying out there for the weekend?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Love it.
I told him that I wished that Cathedral would have lost just so he can enjoy a weekend and not have to hustle back here like at 2 o'clock on Friday, the 2 o'clock tomorrow to get back for the game. But I mean, this is beyond anything that I could have anticipated or expected.
That's fantastic.
Frankie, wow. We can't wait to hear the rest of the story coming up at 10 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. No problem, guys.
Even Frank, when he appears on this program, does so on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiro.com. We got to check traffic with Sue before the top of the hour. Can we talk a little Philip Rivers again?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to I got a question for you.
Yeah, I was ready to talk more airline stuff.
I do have a question for you though, about Philip Rivers, and I think it's the one that really gets to the bottom of the Philip Rivers unretirement for pretty much everyone. And that's coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. We've subbed out traffic reporters already this morning. All right,
That's two different
Sue,
ones today.
Now Vicky has joined the
Sue Aller
has
had joined the first the show. 2 hours. Now it's Vicky.
Now
Pepper.
It's Vicky.
Split shift.
Kelly is so good, she needs two people to replace her.
That's exactly
really
right.
What it comes
There's
down
been
to.
A lot of fun stuff happening behind the scenes
today.
Over the last
Paulie says
hours.
The Rondell Report is in flux because he's had to do everything behind the scenes right now. I'm going to assume that you, Woods, Paul, you, me, pretty much most people in San Diego, don't care about the Indianapolis Colts.
No.
Really at all. But the Philip Rivers return is fascinating. And I think at the bottom, and this is almost a psychological test.
Philip Rivers is a loser.
Are you? Because I probably will tune in. If I'm around my TV on Sunday afternoon and he's starting against the Seattle Seahawks, curiosity will get the best of me. I will want to see what happens.
Of course. Anytime
of course.
They put a 44-year-old out there under center.
And the question is, are you, with no vested interest in the Colts or the Seahawks, or really, you know, the outcome of the game, are you cheering for Philip Rivers to succeed, to, against all odds at 44, lead the Colts to an amazing victory and maybe a playoff berth? Or are you watching for the potential car wreck of a 44-year-old man getting his comeuppance for trying something that nobody should be trying at this age?
Can I say both?
Both?
Mean it.
Just
yeah.
Whatever? Like, one way or the other?
No,
you're
not
be
even
satisfied
like,
with what happens.
No, I want to see him do it because I think it's, like, there's a part of me that's like, hey, man, good for you for trying, but also I think it's a little bit reckless. But then there's that part that's like, when it goes bad, I'll go, yeah, I mean, who couldn't have seen this coming? Right? So, I don't know. I don't... What's it's on Sunday at what time?
1:25.
Yeah.
You're going to the Seals game.
I'm going to the
maybe.
Seals game.
Yeah. But, I mean, it may be every Sunday the rest of the season, if it goes well. I think, for me, I liked what Philip said yesterday. I did a story on his news conference. He said, hey, the door opens, you either walk through it, or you run from it. And he said,
what?
Well, they called. He said, they called me. And I had to think quickly and decide, is this something I want to do? And he said, hey, the door is open. I'm going to walk through it and take a chance. And we'll find out. We'll find out whether I can still do this at age 44.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to root for somebody like that, right? But it's also, if it does go poorly, as we all kind of expect it to, it's also human nature to go, I mean, who could have seen this coming? You know, I mean, I'm a pretty cynical person anyway, you know, and I don't really expect it to work. But if he's out there slinging it and they're protecting him, which I don't know that they will against that defense, that would be my biggest fear. I think, you know, I think about his kids and stuff. Like, when you're Philip Rivers, your legacy is your legacy. This isn't going to change it one way or the other. Doesn't matter. Willie Mays going to the Mets didn't change his legacy at all. You know, just he's Willie Mays. This doesn't do anything other than, hey, cool story if it works out.
He admitted,
if he gets through the game, I'll be really surprised.
He admitted his wife, what's her name? Can't remember. Is worried about him.
Of course.
As you can imagine. I'm sure some of the kids are worried as well. He said, and he said, what was I going to say? I lost it.
We're crushing today. Just absolutely crushing.
We had a pretty good hour, I think, until now.
Totally.
Where was I going to go with this?
I have no idea.
Lost my train of thought. I hate when that happens.
Oh, man.
I hate when that happens.
Really awesome. Take your time. Collect yourself.
Everyone said, I mean, he looks a little different than he did five years ago.
He looks like a 44-year-old retired quarterback that coaches football.
Right.
That's what he looks like, because that's what he is. And I just don't know how's the body going to hold up. He looked okay in the practice video I saw. It looked pretty good.
He said the right things. He said, yeah, I watch every snap of Colts football. I watch the Chargers, too. And I said, I know that's not preparing to be an NFL quarterback.
No.
But so I was going to say, I watch a lot of Red Zone. I'm not ready to join the NFL.
I play a lot of Madden.
Quarterbacked a lot of games in my head.
Yeah, you know, I coach, I got fired, I coached Bo's flag football team.
You can tell what he said. He heard the same thing. He goes, I know what you're hearing is that, yeah, watching football is not the same as preparing for football. But he said, I looked at the plays, they all looked very familiar to me. It's the same offense that I used to run under Shane Steichen with the Chargers and then with the Colts. I know this playbook. That gives me at least that slight advantage coming forward, that I don't have to learn from scratch everything that they're doing. I've watched what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I know it cold. I run the same offense essentially from a high school team. This gives me at least a chance to succeed.
You want to talk about butterflies, dude? Imagine being him and having the butterflies before that game. That's a vomit game for sure. So nerves are so on edge. And again, the defense that he's playing makes it even tougher.
He was wearing that red jersey. Don't touch the quarterback.
Yeah.
If I'm Philip Rivers at one point this week, I need to be hit a few times.
I need somebody to hit me a few times.
Before, I don't want it the first time being in the first quarter
or at least
by a Seahawks linebacker.
Push me to the ground.
Practice with the threat of being hit.
Yes.
You know, something. Like, you got to take this red jersey off. And let's just see what we got here.
Last game was during COVID, right?
5 years ago. 2020. Yeah, COVID.
Man, dude. Here's the thing. If he goes out and has a horrible performance and throws, you know, skips the ball in and throws overhead and misses receivers, okay, fine. What I don't want to happen is Joe Theismann. That's what I don't want for him. Him to be laying on the Aaron Rodgers, even like laying on the ground, writhing in pain, carried off on a cart.
Yeah, and he said he doesn't care what I was going to go to. He doesn't care that he's resetting his Hall of Fame clock. He said I don't care in the least bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
May get in, may not get in. Doesn't matter if I wait 5 more years.
Yeah,
he's going to try this.
Man,
and we'll see if he could start. You know, Shane Steichen said he is in the mix to start this week against the Seahawks. All right, we'll come back. Our biggest fan announcement. Pauly scrambling for a round of report. And more. Final hour of Ben and Woods next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.